Unit 4. Dance language among honeybees.
Honeybees interact in ways more complex than we might imagine. Since ancient times, scientists have been aware that peculiar, dance-like movements are enacted by forager bees returning to the hive after locating a food source. It was assumed these dances were performed to draw the attention of other foragers and recruit their assistance in collecting pollen. In 1947, however, a zoology professor named Carl von Frisch discovered a more intricate meaning behind the dances. He set up food sources near an artificial glass-walled hive and trained a group of foragers, marked with colored paint, to locate a source and return a pollen sample to the hive. Through careful observation of the bees' movements once inside, he discerned that, in addition to recruiting aid, the foragers' dances were providing specific data regarding the distance and direction of the food source. Moreover, the bees executed different dances depending on the type of information they needed to convey. For instance, when a food source is close to the hive, relatively simple dances are performed. The forager completes a round dance, running in tight little circles, for sources within 50 meters of the hive. A similar dance, called the sickle dance, is utilized to advertise food sources between 50 and 150 meters away. Instead of a circular route, a bee performing the sickle dance follows a crescent-shaped path. Neither round nor sickle dances communicate anything concerning the direction in which the sustenance can be found. When a honeybee has located a food source that lies more than 150 meters away, it implements a waggle dance. First, the forager runs forward in a straight line, vibrating its body so its back section appears to wag. It then loops outward in a semicircle to return to the starting point, after which it moves forward again in the same fashion and semicircles back on the opposite side. The distance of the forager's run during the waggle dance is proportional to the distance of the food source. The longer the run, the farther the pollen. In addition, the angle of the run describes the direction of the source, explaining its location in relation to the position of the sun. For example, if the pollen is located toward the sun, the forager traces a vertical line directly up the hive wall. If the pollen is located in the opposite direction from the sun, the forager runs straight down the wall. Otherwise, the angle of the pollen's location relative to the sun is reflected in the angle of the waggle run. Von Frisch's dance language theory is often disputed. There are zoologists who argue foragers' movements are intended only to attract the attention of other bees. Instead, they believe olfactory data from the initial pollen sample found by the forager is enough to transmit the source's location. Even supporters of the dance language theory acknowledge the importance of smell. In fact, they feel that, although foragers' communicative dances can guide bees to the vicinity of a pollen store, olfactory clues are used to pinpoint the exact source.